The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
So Robbie Benson proved the FAI Cup final spot kick hero as St. Patrick's Athletic beat Bohemians on penalties at a packed Aviva Stadium. Elsewhere, Munster stuck in South Africa. Cristiano Ronaldo benched as United managed to scramble a draw against leaders Chelsea in the Premier League, and lots more sport as well. Joining me to talk about it all, John Duggan from Off the Ball. John, good morning.
How are you, Pat?
Now, first of all, a bit of trouble in the run-up to the Cup final, the FAI Cup final at the Aviva?
Yeah, I don't think it can be brushed under the carpet or glossed over. There was some ugly scenes around Irish Town and thugs throwing bottles and flares and getting involved in fisticuffs, and the Gardaí are going to investigate it. And it wasn't what you wanted to see on social media on what was a great occasion and a record attendance for an FAI Cup final at Lansdowne Road since the stadium was redeveloped. So look, hopefully they'll get to the bottom of it, and you'll have these gougers not involved in any kind of trouble at any matches in the future. But in terms of the game itself, yeah, went to penalties, as you say.
And Bose must be despondent. They were, I think the money was on Bose, wasn't it, really?
It was probably seen as quite an even contest. A cup final does bring a bit of nerves into the occasion, Pat. I think the pitch was a bit of a challenge for the players. It was such a big pitch at the Aviva Stadium. Wasn't a great game, to be honest. It got a bit of spark into it in extra time. Chris Forster scored a great goal. Bohemians equalised through Rory Feely. But Stephen O'Donnell, the Pats manager, who's a man in demand now, Dundalk being linked to them this morning, said that they practiced penalties during the week and it paid off because they won the shootout 4-3. Only the fourth time in their history that Pats have won the Cup.
Now, let's talk Premier League. And I watched United and Chelsea yesterday at Stamford Bridge. I mean, Chelsea could have been 4-1 winners.
Yeah, they could have. There's three clubs at the top there, Pat: Chelsea, Manchester City and Liverpool, and they're so far clear of the rest. And you've got the three top exponents of the way football is played at the moment in Tuchel, Guardiola and Klopp. And that's what United are trying to do by bringing this guy Ralf Rangnick in the next few days, the German 63-year-old who plays a similar style. Well, he was more the godfather of the German press, as it's called, the way of playing football, which is going to be interesting because Ronaldo didn't start yesterday and only came on for the last 26 minutes. And will Ronaldo, who's a huge part of the Man United brand, be a part of the new style of play under this German manager until the end of the season? That's the biggest thing, because Man United are a big football industry and entertainment brand almost as much as a football club at the moment.
Yeah, I was watching Ronaldo when they finally brought him on, and he only gets involved in the final, not even the third, the final 20% of the pitch. That's when he gets active, and he sees his role to be kind of mooching around and then accelerating in and hopefully nodding the ball into the back.
Yeah, the hero.
That's how he sees his role.
Yeah.
The new man may see it differently.
Well, the new man is all about intensity and running and pressing and winning the ball back from the opposition. That's not what Ronaldo does. Ronaldo scored 10 goals in 15 games, Pat. So there's an argument on both sides that Ronaldo, you need him for his goals, but also does he fit the style? Can he be accommodated within the style? That's the big question. But as I say, was he even at Solskjaer signing Ronaldo? Like, he's going to sell shirts, he's going to make it, you know, but will he be at the club too long? And does the manager have the gumption to stand up to him?
Moving on to rugby and Munster stranded in South Africa.
It's a mess, isn't it? Like, having one of these championships with South African games in the middle of a pandemic is just obviously risky and tricky for everybody at the moment. And Munster stranded down there, you'd have to feel sorry for everybody, and nobody's fault. And they now could have to have their games in the Champions Cup rescheduled because they're meant to play Wasps on Sunday week and then following that cast. And obviously they've got to quarantine when they come back here. So unfortunate. One COVID case. We don't know if it's a new variant yet.
Yeah. And then finally, we should mention Rachel Blackmore, whose year thus far has been brilliant.
Well, they had National Velvet out and Elizabeth Taylor passed back in the day, that movie. And like, literally, it's come true. It's a fairy tale. She by far is the biggest sports star we've had this year. What she has done is absolutely incredible. Top jockey at Cheltenham, won the Grand National at Aintree, first woman to do so, and then was on Honeysuckle yesterday at Ferry House. The horse is unbeaten in 13 starts. The horse is moody, Pat. She tends to bite everybody around her, but when she goes to the race course, she's able to produce the goods, and it was great scenes at Ferry House yesterday.
Well, well done to Rachel once again. John, thank you very much for joining us, John Duggan from Off the Ball.